Well, Eric and Kathy are the definition of a work husband and work wife, and they're here with us now. But it definitely begs the question, guys. First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Has it always been platonic?
Has it always been platonic, Eric?
There was that one night in Rio, but it never really panned out.
I had a dream once. It was quite disturbing, actually.
Disturbing?
A little
really,
bit.
Really, that makes me feel pretty good.
You're like my brother.
Right, right. Yeah, it's been platonic since day one, yes.
Hey, Eric and Kathy, it's Matt in New York. What, you know, obviously married couples, real married couples fight, so what do you guys fight about?
Usually whether or not we're platonic, Matt.
Yeah.
What it comes down to.
It's the only thing we fight about.
Yeah. You know what? It's we have the advantage here that that there's not a lot of fighting. A lot of the time we spend on the air is having a good time, and the majority of our morning is spent on the air the whole time, and then once we leave here, we just go home and fight with our regular spouses usually.
Oh, and they love that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right, guys, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Good to see you both. And Janet, thank you as well. And so is an office spouse a good idea or is it a really bad one? Today, contributor Dr. Gail Saltz is a psychiatrist. Gail, good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
Why do people form these types of husband-wife relationships at work?
The same reason that people keep getting married, even though the divorce rate's 50%, because, in fact, men and women do seek each other out. They bring something different to the table with each other. So, you know, as opposed to a friendship between a woman, and a man brings perhaps directness, honesty, cut to the chase, none of this emotional stuff. A woman brings perhaps more emotionality to it, more of the feeling state, I can really confide in her. And men and women want that.
Yeah, but if you're telling inside jokes, if you're confiding about your personal life, that's really close to the border of an emotional affair.
Absolutely.
And we've talked about that on this show a lot.
Absolutely. So that's the question. You have to be honest, not only with each other, but with yourself about how close you're coming up to the boundary, and you have to have clear boundaries.
Right, so you say it's very important, meet the real spouse.
Absolutely. If you are being secretive from your real spouse about what's going on with the relationship at work, then you are having an emotional affair. So you have to meet the spouse. You have to have interactions. You have to have openness.
Keep business about business.
That's right. So we're not talking about touching. We're not talking about flirting, dressing provocatively, drinking a lot together. When you do those things, then somebody is going to have an accident and cross the line.
And beware of the emotional red flags. I would imagine, one, if you're starting to look forward to Mondays more than you're looking forward to Fridays, you're in big trouble.
You are in big trouble. And if one of you is having trouble in your own marriage and you're talking a lot about that, you're in trouble. If somebody's cheating and they're talking about that's a red flag as well.
How do you break up an office marriage?
Well, you know what? Breaking up any relationship is difficult, but if you don't cross these boundaries and you don't get into what's more of an emotional affair, it will be easier to cut off because you'll have more of a business, you know, this isn't working out from a business perspective. So keep it back there, then it's easier to end.
Someone who's just been through an amicable divorce with an office spouse, you know.
You could say that would be true, right?
Exactly right.
You could say that would be true.
Gail, thanks very much.
My pleasure.